The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
Every day, 10 to 12 children who are under 6 years old have to undergo general anesthesia to get their dental work done. Their mouths have just been so destroyed by decay that this is what's necessary.
Susan Cooper is the Health Programs Manager for Community Action Partnership of Sonoma County.
We screened 1,500 kids throughout the county, and we found that by third grade, 60% had already experienced decay. 4% were sitting in school every day with a problem that was causing them pain or health problems. 83% did not have sealants.
That's not good, as sealants are a simple and effective way to greatly reduce tooth decay.
90% of the decay in children occur on the chewing surface of the teeth. One of the best ways we can prevent those cavities from starting is with dental sealants, which are clear plastic coatings that are bonded onto the tooth surface and fill in these little cracks and fissures so that the bacteria can't invade those areas and start a cavity.
This week, trained dental hygienists will begin visiting Bellevue School in Santa Rosa, offering free sealant treatments to low-income kids with their parents' permission.
The child will use a toothbrush and brush the food off the surface of their teeth. Then the dental hygienist uses a conditioner that's put on and then rinsed off, and then the flowable sealant materials applied to the tooth, and it's cured with a blue curing light, and that's done.
It's a straightforward, painless process, explains Kathy Kane, a registered hygienist who's advising CAP on the sealant program.
It's a pretty low-key procedure. They know there's no shots, there's nothing that's going to hurt them, and it's pretty quick. I have kids that I've done sealants on. They're like, oh, is that it?
The sealants last about 10 years. But Cooper adds a second treatment may be needed for younger students.
Usually we do it for the permanent molars, the first molars, which come in when children are around 6 or 7, and the second permanent molars that come in when the children are 11 to 13, post-baby teeth.
Applying the sealant takes about 30 minutes per child and is typically done in the school nurse's office. The need is so great that Kane says it will take their team several weeks to treat the kids in each of the 4 schools in the Bellevue district.
We're calling the kids in by the class, one by one. Each visit usually takes about half an hour, so we'll just cycle the kids through and work through the list, and we anticipate it's probably going to take about 6 to 8 weeks to work through the entire school.
Pulling kids out of class, one by one, to get their teeth treated can be mildly disruptive. But Cooper says the nurses and teachers agree that the benefits for the kids are worth it.
Kids who are in pain, they don't learn very much when they're sitting in school. They don't get a good night's sleep. They are tired when they come to school. They're not getting proper nutrition. So the school personnel realizes the benefit to a healthy mouth for a healthy learner.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.